The recent popularity of Danish television serials has shone a spotlight on Poul Henningsen lights. His pH lamps grace practically every shot, from police stations to parliamentary offices to homes of all types. Whether as pendants or table lamps, they're instantly recognisable from their white glass shades, gently overlapping each other like upturned saucers, so that they diffuse the light and reduce glare. There's something of the Sydney Opera House about Henningsen's lamps, which isn't surprising, given Utzon was brought up surrounded by them. The first pH lamp appeared in 1924, and a number of variations followed based on the same premise. They won a gold medal at the influential Paris Exposition of 1925, but the most extravagant is the huge pH artichoke lamp, designed in 1959 and actually based on a pine cone. Metal leaves curl and cluster around the light globe, making a statement of great beauty that's the darling of many interior designers seeking the wow factor. What's extraordinary, and this is a Danish thing, is that most households in Denmark actually make a point of possessing at least one item of notable Danish design. Many have a pH lamp of some sort because they were designed to be affordable. Imagine the same thing in Australia, where every home consciously chose to incorporate an item of classic Australian design, like a Grant Featherstone chair or a planet lamp. Is that a sign of parochialism, or might our taste actually be improved if we surrounded ourselves with icons from our own design industry? Henningsen was brought up in a creative environment, his mother a famous author whose liberal views on sexuality shocked even the Danes. He trained as an architect, carpenter and stonemason, and while his real love was lighting, he was drawn to the Bauhaus love for functionality. In 1932, he produced a range of simple wooden furniture, each supported on tubular metal legs. A year earlier, though, he'd created a grand piano like no other. The body is bound in soft leather, and it has curved chromed metal legs. The raised lid and music stand are frames covered with transparent plexiglass, looking like an insect's wing. The piano stool was supported by a coil of metal like a serpent. This was Henningsen at his most humorous and daring, and a world away from Bauhaus earnestness. He was a relentless advocate for intelligent design. When he criticised electronics company Bang & Olufsen's sloppy design work in 1954, they responded by making design one of its top priorities, with their products now famous for their good looks and high quality. This is the core of Henningsen, the elevation of the ordinary through clever thinking, thereby creating classics of design. That his lamps are still so popular and seen as so stylish nearly 100 years after their release stands testament to that. A vital lesson for designers in every country.